Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Now, I've been talking about the unaccountability of the liberal left leaders in this nation, and I got a good example of this from right here in New Mexico. The state got $100 million in USA to be divided up among the cities of the state. The number one city is Santa Fe, who got $17.6 million of the funds. Santa Fe didn't need that much, but because the state government was there and they didn't even stop working during this so-called pandemic, they got the most. Now, Bernalillo County, which includes the largest and one of the worst hit cities in the state, got a whopping $2.2 million. Now, you notice the difference between 17.6 and $2.2 million. Albuquerque alone is, rural Albuquerque is well over a million people. Santa Fe, not so much, but Santa Fe is government. What I would love to find out is the disbursement of the money, of where it all went. If it went to government, there has to be something wrong with that, because the government never lost their jobs. A good portion of Albuquerque did. We were locked down. The government never was. The bulk of that money should have gone to areas most hit by this lockdown, not the governmental offices. I plan to send the governor another nasty letter letting her know that we want to know the ways that the money was supposed to, that this money that was supposed to go to New Mexico hard hit, and if it got there. I would think with the liberal mindset of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, it didn't. I would find that out. I will find that out and then report it, because I know the Albuquerque Journal will not, nor will any of the other liberal ragtag newspapers in the nation either. But there is more. According to a new report, Liz Wheeler on One American News tells us what is going on with the pandemic and what is happening. Get a load of this one.
According to a bombshell new report, up to 90% of positive COVID-19 tests in multiple states in our country should have been negative. And before Facebook censors this video, or Snopes or PolitiFact tries to slap a fact-check label on it, this report came from the New York Times. That's right, the New York Times. According to the Times, and I quote, "Standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus and are not likely to be contagious," end quote. Let me repeat that. The vast majority of positive COVID-19 PCR tests in our country are clinically insignificant because the people who popped positive are not likely to be contagious. Why? The answer is amplification cycle. Let me explain, because it's actually quite simple. A PCR test, which is the most common type of COVID-19 test, the kind you're familiar with, identifies the virus's genetic material in a swab sample and then amplifies it over and over again until a machine can detect the DNA of the virus. If the machine detects the virus's DNA, then the test pops positive. But the number of times the genetic material on the swab sample is amplified is hugely important, because it correlates to viral load. We're all familiar with the idea that if you get COVID-19 and you're asymptomatic, you likely have a very small viral load in your system. Or conversely, if you get COVID-19 severely, you might have a higher viral load. Well, if you amplify the genetic material of the swab sample enough times, you will detect the virus DNA even if the viral load in the person's body is clinically insignificant. Meaning, even if that person only has traces of the virus in their body, even if they're not symptomatic themselves, even if they're very unlikely to be contagious and transmit the virus to other people. So the New York Times examined COVID-19 testing data from New York, Massachusetts, and Nevada, and found, and I quote, up to 90% of people testing positive carry barely any virus, end quote. This is because the PCR tests for COVID-19 in the United States are using anywhere between 35 and 40 amplification cycles to identify the genetic material of the virus. And many experts agree that anything higher than 30 amplification cycles will result in inactive, dead, or clinically insignificant amounts of the virus being detected, therefore causing the test to show up as positive. In fact, the New York Times claims that of the 45,000 positive COVID-19 tests that happened one day last week, and I quote here, if the rates of contagiousness in Massachusetts and New York were to apply nationwide, then perhaps only 4,500 of those people may actually need to isolate and submit to contact tracing, end quote. So why is this important? Because public health policy, the lockdowns, the quarantines, the travel restrictions, businesses closed, gyms shut down, families prohibited from holding funerals, people not allowed to go to church, that is based on the number of COVID-19 cases in our country. Not the COVID-19 death count, not the infection fatality rate, not the hospitalization rate, not the number of ventilators in use, not the ICU bed capacity, no, no. The COVID-19 public policy in our country is based on COVID case numbers, which means positive COVID-19 tests. And according to the New York Times report, up to 90% of positive COVID-19 tests should be negative.
So that essentially tells us, folks, that about 90% of the people that have been diagnosed with COVID that don't really show any signs of it are being counted as COVID positive in this nation, but they're really not. Now, the CDC says that the magnification only has to happen 30 times. They're doing 35 to 40 times, which means that the COVID test, no matter what, if you have even one particle of virus in your whole body and it's dead, it's gonna pick it up and you're gonna be COVID positive. No wonder this nation is in such an uproar and upheaval of everything that's going on. It seems that what we have going here down the should never have happened. Welcome to our weekly Friday show on this, the fourth day of September in the year of our Lord 2020. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. We're glad that you are here. And on our show, we have an exciting thing to announce for CNM listeners. September is here. And one of our other shows, Black by Color Only, has told us that they are ready to come back, ready to be back. They went on hiatus until September. We're here in September, so we're looking for them to come back any day now. Their show is usually on Saturdays, and so hopefully tomorrow or the next week Saturday, we'll have another show coming up with Black by Color Only that we are looking forward to. Of course, we've got American by Design with our own uncle Bing Fisher, who is on Sundays, and we also have another one that is going to be coming back soon, and that is Nada with Mango, and that's on Wednesdays. And we are glad that you are here today with our show, and we will be right back.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we're back, and we have some good stuff for you today. According to the CDC's own numbers, the total number of COVID deaths have been highly exaggerated, and that's pretty much the same thing as the opening article on our show today, where 90%, up to 90% of the COVID positive tests shouldn't have been positive in the first place. But according to the CDC's own numbers, being highly exaggerated, from the top 10 states on this list, I will go through this list. This, my friends, is shameful, to say the least. We have all been locked down for nothing. Number one is New York City. 23,703 total claimed deaths. Okay. That's 23,703. Actual deaths are only 4,643. This country has been locked down for a narrative that has been pushed on us and forced on us to the point where the average people walk around, drive around, ride their bicycles with masks on in 90-degree weather. There is no freaking reason for this. And the best thing that the people could do right now is, like this last week, they had Take Off Your Mask Day. I didn't see anybody who did, except, you know, I never put mine on that day. And I very seldom ever do anyway. And those are the things that are going on. But, you know, I see people riding bicycles all by themselves out on a road where there's nobody anywhere within 100 yards of them, and they're riding their, going along riding their bikes with the mask on. And the only thing they are doing to themselves is hurting themselves. They're shutting down their immune systems. I've told you this. I have talked with doctors about this. You shut down your immune system, and when the next virus comes along, and there will always be another virus, it will be even worse than this was because you're shutting down your immune system. Your body won't do anything to get rid of it. Number two, New Jersey, 15,695 total claimed deaths. Okay, 15,695 total actual deaths, 1,780. 1,780. That's a big difference from 15,695. California, number three, 12,839 claimed deaths. Now, California hasn't posted a thing for their actual deaths, but they've got 1,013 missing deaths. Now, I'm not really sure what the hell that's supposed to stand for, but that's what that one is. Texas, 12,636 total claimed deaths. It's another one. But they've only got 123 missing deaths. Florida, 11,187 total claimed deaths. Not available on the actual deaths, but they got 110 missing deaths. Massachusetts, 9,080, actually, I'm sorry, my eyesight's not as good as it used to be, but 9,080 total claimed deaths, 233 actual
deaths. Big difference there between 9,080 and 233. New York, 8,852 total deaths claimed. They show not available on actual deaths, but they've got 701 missing deaths. Illinois, 8,235 total deaths claimed, 209 actual deaths. Big, big differences there, folks. Pennsylvania, 7,679 total deaths claimed, 801 missing deaths. Michigan, 8,753. This is the 10th most state. 8,753 total deaths claimed. 273 actual deaths to COVID. Arizona claimed that they had 5,029 deaths to COVID, but they have actually only had 267 actual deaths to COVID. See the pattern here, folks? Nancy Pelosi and all the demonorats seem to think that America is dying from COVID, but the actual deaths due to COVID are much, much lower than they are reporting. Now, even the lowered numbers, which is so much lower than we previously have been told, is too high. But nowhere near what the demonorats were telling us. And that should tell us all that all of this lockdown bullshit has been for nothing. We didn't even need to lock down at all. States are finally starting to open back up, like here in New Mexico. Should have stayed open all along. Look to Sweden. The whole country is still open. It never closed. And it has been pretty much over COVID for a long time now. If the government had kept their grimy mitts out of the whole pie here, America would be booming in the economy now, and Trump would be well on his way to a second term. But no, the demonorats wanted to shut down the economy, hurt the people, and mostly Trump. But folks, there is more, and I'm happy as can be to report some of this stuff, showing that the left in this country will do anything they can to hurt America just to get rid of Trump. But that is not the least of our troubles here, folks. The DNC put out a paper that is titled "The Disrupted Presidential titled Preventing a Disrupted Presidential Election and Transition." I talked a little bit about this on my update yesterday, but my updates have been getting good numbers until yesterday. As of this writing, it only had been seen 130 times. And it was at that point in time, 7 p.m. of that day, about 6 hours after I did it. The one that I did the day before, when that much time had passed, it had been seen almost 600 times. So it seems that people are just not interested in what the demonobrats are doing and are planning for this next election. But they better be starting to look, because they're not even hiding what they want to do. Even Dan Bongino talked about it, about what is coming yesterday. But the things we have to start worrying about is what is going to happen after the election in November. And the Democrats have it all planned out, don't you know? I got this one from the Tucker Carlson show. And here's what he is saying is happening after November.
Democrats have made it very clear they plan to put Joe Biden in the White House in January, whether he wins the election or not. Watch.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Another angry rich lady. Boy, there are a lot of those around. Well, today, Jeff Bezos' personal newspaper, The Washington Post, reported that violence is likely if Joe Biden doesn't win, but of course not predicted if he does win, which tells you everything. And according to the Boston Globe, Biden's surrogate, John Podesta, has been planning for the possibility that Biden won't concede and that the military will get involved and make sure he's president. It's hard to believe anyone would say that out loud, but people are saying that out loud. So what is going to happen in November? Well, Vince Colonnese has gamed it out. He's a radio show host at WMAL in Washington and an editor at The Daily Caller. We're happy to have him on tonight. Vince, thanks so much for coming on. So what do you think, what are the scenarios? What's likely to happen when election day?
Well, as you know, politics is typically very hard to predict. This one is not hard to predict at all. This election day is setting up to be a dumpster fire, and an unquenchable one, actually. You know, a lot of people think back to the chaos of the 2000 election, pregnant chads, hanging chads, looking at ballots in Florida, thinking, boy, I hope that never happens again. I'm sorry, that is a maskless walk in the park compared to what we're about to experience. And what I mean by that is, this year, experts predict that upwards of 156 million Americans will cast a ballot in the presidential election. That's a huge number. And yes, some 80 million of those will be cast by mail. This is unprecedented. We are overhauling our election system this year in a way that is really meaningful in one of the most fraught political environments that anyone has seen who's alive today. So in order to do that, does the mail system work? Well, there are a lot of question marks about that, especially because we've had so many primaries this year already. And look at what happened in Nevada, in Pennsylvania, in New York, where 84,000 ballots were just disappeared. That was one out of every four voters not counted for. They were rejected in New York. How could you have a system where a single battleground state is in question because of a lapse like that? That is going to be a disaster.
My sense is that Democrats plan to win this election in the weeks after Election Day with lawyers. So if it's a contest between the parties on the question of who's got more lawyers, the Democrats obviously have a massive advantage. It's the party of lawyers. Do you get the feeling that's their program?
Yes, they have an army of lawyers and an unquenchable desire to win. You heard it vocalized there by one of the most famous Democrats, Hillary Clinton, saying that under no circumstance should Joe Biden concede this election. John Podesta, as you mentioned, was her campaign chairman. The war game that they gamed out in June was essentially this, that come the election, he would refuse to concede playing Joe Biden, and that he would challenge the results of the Electoral College. He would manipulate the actual electors to the Electoral College. And in their war game scenario, three states, Washington, Oregon, California, all three of the states on the Western Seaboard threatened to secede from the Union. And these are not fringe people. This is the center of the Democrat Party, John Podesta. That is a big deal. And they say they want to wait for the military at that point to figure out who's president of the United States. That was, by the way, a scenario where Joe Biden loses the election. It's a gigantic deal. So I think there really is only one solution to all of this. And it's, we've got to get the polls open. We have very little time, but it is of immense importance that people vote in person. If Americans can't have confidence in their election system, the whole thing falls apart. We have such low trust in our institutions today at all levels, right? Government, media, everywhere. If you lose faith in your election, that's how you become third world. Open up the polls. Congress can use its compulsory capabilities, threaten funding, force these states to reopen, whatever you have to do. Enfranchise every American voter you possibly can. Because right now, the state's governors are shutting down polls across the country, and it is safe to vote. Doctors Fauci and Dr. Birx, they say it's safe to get in line and cast a vote. Unless you're in that very vulnerable population, then go ahead, cast that mail-in ballot. But we need a lot of confidence in this election result, and we need it quickly.
I think that's a very, very smart point, and it's something that Republicans in Congress, not one of the sharpest groups in America, need to be reminded of. So thank you for reminding them of that.
Open the polls. Thank you.
Open the polls.
Well, that's the whole thing right there. But folks, they have this all planned out. Like Tucker Carlson said there, it's hard to believe that anyone would even say that behind closed doors. But the demonorats have not only said it behind closed doors, but like Hillary Clinton said at the beginning of that, right out in the open. They don't have any fears about what their anti-American attitudes will cost them. They don't think they are wrong, folks. They do not think they are wrong. And to me, folks, that is a scary, scary scenario.
We will be right back after these important messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employee. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741, or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. Welcome to CNN's newest show, NADA with Mango, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans. We know there are many out here who are disgruntled and mad about what is going on in our great nation, and how the left seems hell-bent on destroying all of our freedoms and our liberties while destroying the greatest nation on the face of the earth. NADA with Mango, based out of Texas, started earlier this year, and then after 5 episodes, Chris and his family lost their home, and they have been working to find another one. As soon as is possible, Chris Mango will be back with his show here on Conservative Nation Media on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Chris for a rousing hoo-ha for America with NADA with Mango on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with CNN, where America always wins.
Right now, and he's probably saying the same things as he usually does, but what we can count on after this is over is the Democrats are going to come completely unglued. They're going to say he's breaking the law, but they never bring up facts like when they break laws. And usually the laws that they break are the ones that they themselves have imposed on everybody. On Tuesday, I reported that Nancy Pelosi had her hair fixed in a closed hair salon. Now that she has been found out, she is demanding an apology. Only the left can do this. She is demanding an apology for, quote, setting her up by letting her get her hair done in a closed salon, unquote. Really? She really does think that we, the people, are that stupid that we will believe that? Now, from the CNN desk, we have a rebuttal for Nancy Pelosi. She is nothing more than a representative of the people. In other words, she works for us.
not the other way around. During her time in the House, she has bemoaned the fact that she is the most powerful woman, and she hates it when someone doesn't treat her as such. Well, that said, she has forgotten that she is just nothing more than an employee of the people, not the people being employees of her. She has bosses, and I'm not talking about the ones in the government that are above her. Her bosses are the American people, and she needs to start acting like an employee, not the queen bee of the hive. She better start acting like she is an employee of the people and can get fired for her actions before it really happens. She has withstood several great challengers to her seat over the years, people that should have taken her out of Congress many years ago. And now she has another challenger who, from what I understand, is a veteran and a person who really has the needs of the people at heart in their campaign. And this person should win. But with the corruption of California political machine, all we can do is hope for her defeat, because for the good of California, it has to happen. And another one who thinks the same way is also being challenged, and she should lose too. And all we can do is cross our fingers and hope. We are talking here of California, after all. It seems that parts of California, even in the midst of all the destruction and devastation done by the Demonorat party there, they still hold on to the hope that it will change directions and do the right thing for once. That isn't likely. But the people stay true to their leftist leanings, and the blaming of others who have nothing to do with the carnage going on in the state, for the problems the state is having, and for their forest burning because of bad conservancy programs in place, to the illegal problems, to the homeless problems, to the filth and disease in the cities that are sometime or another, that at some time or another may bring back the plagues if they aren't watchful. And my friends, most of them are in the big cities. Most of them are not watching. But the leftist mainstream media has been on the side of the protesters now since the demonstrations first began. And the insinuation that they have been beating everyone over the heads with that isn't hard to understand. But if you are not do not stand in support of these protests, and they're not protests, they're riots, you are considered to be a racist. The Atlanta field office of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was attacked because of this mindset. ICE officers are no longer able to do their job because the liberals have deemed them unnecessary. The conservatives, who are pointing out that the violence that takes place during these riots are being silenced as well. Instead of being given the chance to speak, they are called racist before they even get a chance to get a word out. The Democrats are claiming that these are peaceful protests, but they are clearly the farthest thing from docile. Rioters are even taking additional measures that allow them to cause more harm. They sent fireworks bombs at the fireworks bombs at the Atlanta ICE facility. And to make matters worse, there were nails embedded inside each of those bombs. This is a sort of depraved behavior that the mainstream media lunges to support nowadays, instead of using their critical thinking skills, which I think are non-existent anymore, and speaking out against the protests and the riots in a nuanced manner. It's all or nothing. You can't expect the protests. You can't support the protests and find fault with people's methods. You're either a racist or you are one of the woke ones. There's no in-between anymore, and that's why discourse is in the toilet. A protest is fire, damaging government buildings is not. This is not the first time that that the office has been attacked either. An attack took place just a few weeks ago, and the protesters haven't even left. They even left a Marxist flag so that the conservatives knew who they were. The aforementioned devices were discovered once authorities arrived at the scene and tried to make sense of it all. Stories like these have to be terrifying to anyone who actually cares about the rule of law. It seems the media doesn't care at all. And the farther along that we get into all of this, the more we should know that the left in this country cares nothing for what is good for America. All they care about is getting their agenda done. It's just like I started the show with. You know, they will do, I think they're going to be doing anything and everything that they possibly can to make sure that Trump is not elected. It's, you know, in that opening thing, you heard Hillary Clinton saying that she is letting Biden know not to concede under any terms at all. And that has got to mean, you know, even if he's being beat by such a huge margin that there's no possible way logically that he could even come back from that, she doesn't want him to concede. And the reason for that is, folks, is because if as long as he doesn't concede, they can cheat and mishandle things and push things into it like they did with the Coleman Franken race in Minnesota when Franken won. Franken didn't win that race. He lost that race by over 10,000 votes. But they kept finding votes, and that was a precedent that's been set. They kept finding votes. They found votes inside of trunks of wrecked cars. They found votes inside of trunks of cars. And amazingly, every single vote they found was for Franken. And they made up that entire over 10,000 vote deficit by finding these votes wherever they possibly could think they find them, places where they shouldn't have been in the first place. And you know darn good and well, if the Republicans ever pulled a stunt like that, oh, we found a whole bunch of votes over here in the trunk of this burned out car here, and they're all good. And every one of them are for Trump. They wouldn't allow that. You and I both know that they would not allow this. But they get away with it all the time because they're the queen bees of the whole thing, you know. They feel in their hearts that they are the rightful heirs to the White House. They are the rightful heirs to the Senate. They are the rightful heirs to the House of Representatives and every governmental office along the states of the United States. They're the rightful heirs to all of these. Nobody else should be able to hold those. And it used to be that they would go along and do everything just kind of backhanded and in like backroom deals. Not out in the open, but they would do these things to try and get their way. But if you look at what they're doing today, it's not backroom stuff being done anymore. It's not blindfolding the people so they don't know what's going on. It's right out in the open. And the people are still following them. It's like I had said, every freaking time that I go out, 90 to 95% of the people are wearing masks. Temperature outside's 90 degrees. There is no possible way that that virus is out there because that will kill it immediately almost. Yet they're all riding around in their cars all alone with the windows rolled up with a mask on. Or they're riding down the street
on a bicycle and there's no one anywhere around and they got a mask on. And it all boils down to that part where the CDC's new numbers that have come out that are so much lower than they were before, that this is nowhere near as bad as they were trying to put it out to be. And it's not. I don't wear a mask. I will not. I'll go outside and I'll walk around the building, walk around the neighborhood, do all of my exercising and things like that. I don't wear a mask. I don't even bring one with me. I get dirty looks from people because they're walking around with their masks on. And I just smile back because I'm not about to hurt myself in that way. I'm not about to shut down my immune system so that when the next virus comes along, my immune system's going to work. It's going to keep me from catching it. Now, all these people who are running around with masks on 24 hours a day, practically, I don't think they're going to survive it because they're shutting down their immune system. Even the most basic flu is going to catch them next time because they're wearing these stupid masks. And I know I've said this over and over again, but it doesn't seem to matter. I even tell them out in the street, you know, you're only hurting yourself when you wear those things. It's 90 degrees outside. Anything above 70 degrees kills the virus. What are you doing wearing a mask when it's 90 degrees outside? The sun is shining. Sun also kills it. And they just look at me and like, I'm insane. Or if I tell them that, you know, that wearing a mask only hurts you, they'll say, yeah, I know, but we're commanded to. Well, you're not commanded to because, for one thing, it's not a state law. It's not a federal law. It's not a law at all. But the people have been duped in such a major way. And essentially by allowing this duping to happen, the people are guaranteeing that when the next thing comes along that the Democrats decide, well, we got to try this to see what we can get the people to do, they'll do it. The people will do it. And the Democrats will get away with more stuff. The politicians will get away with more stuff that should never even be considered. And the only reason for that is because they got away with it this time. They locked down a whole nation over something that was not really even bad enough to really say too much about. But since the whole damn nation has completely locked down, And they can't even look to places like Sweden that didn't lock down at all, and they're not having any problems at all. They're not looking at the fact that New York had announced, New York City had announced that they had 23,703 total claimed deaths. But in actuality, they only had 4,643. Now, granted, 4,643 deaths because of coronavirus, that's a lot. But it's nowhere near what they were claiming. And I hope people start listening and start watching what's going on. Because this nation is being led down the path of insanity. And a good portion of the people are accepting it. Oh, yeah, let's just do that. The government tells us we must, so we must, I guess. I don't understand the thinking along most of these lines.
because me as, you know, and it's not because I'm a conservative, it's not because I'm a Republican, but I have a tendency to think, okay, well, they're telling me this. Is this really true? And I'll research it. I will look it up. I will follow what doctors are saying. I will talk to doctors. I will listen to what doctors all over the nation are saying. And I have. I've played a lot of what they're saying on this show. And almost every freaking one of them say that we have done this wrong. That this was mainly done just to hurt Trump, just to hurt the economy, because the economy was not doing good because of the Democrats. It was doing good because of Trump. And they hate Trump so much that they're going to do everything they can to destroy him, even if it comes down to destroying this nation. To me, that is wrong. You need to research. You need to look at what's going on. You need to try and see if you can find out if what you're being told is right or if it's wrong. And if it's wrong, stop following it. There is no reason to continue to blindly accept what the government is telling you when most of the people, if they would just really admit to what they're hearing, would know that there's at least a question of doubt in there. Find out. Check it out. Research. Listen to what different doctors are saying. Listen to people who have been in the business for 25, 30, 35 years. Find out if they agree with what is going on. I know here in New Mexico, our governor is doing everything she can to keep this place locked down. The place I live in, we have a swimming pool. We have an exercise room. We have libraries. We have activity rooms. We have convention rooms. None of them are open because of COVID. Everybody around here is scared to death. COVID's gonna get me. And that's not the truth. And then there's other ones, like, you know, there's about five or six people out here that I talk to almost every day. None of them wear masks. Now, there's a couple that walk around the building to exercise, and they always wear a mask. There's no reason for it, especially if the temperature's in the 80s and 90s. The virus, is, if it's out there, is dead. Sunshine kills it. Anything over 70 kills it. What are they afraid of? And the only thing I can think of is that they only listen to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. They never listen to the other things. One America News is not necessarily just on the internet. You can get it on TVs. Breitbart TV, you can get on TV. Newsmax, you can get on TV. You don't have to stick yourself to CNN. You don't have to stick yourself to MSNBC. You don't have to stick yourself to CBS, NBC, ABC. Because if you do, you're going to be handed a bunch of lies. And they're going to keep you locked down as long as they possibly can. Now, this granted, the office is finally going to open up our exercise room, which is pretty good. But the problem here lies in the fact that we've got a swimming pool in there. It's got chemicals in it. The chemicals most likely will kill the virus. And plus the fact they keep the temperature of the water at close to 98 degrees. You know, it's because it's an elderly home. You know, it's for elderly people. So they're not going to like swimming pools that are the temperature that most swimming pools are. They want the water warmer. Well, you get yourself water that's 90 degrees or so, the virus is dead. It's not there. And Flycatch says 9,210 have died from COVID only. All others have had COVID-19, but they died from complications, not the virus alone. Or they died, I've seen actual reports where people have died in car accidents, but they had COVID, so they were listed as COVID deaths. And that's just how silly this whole thing has gotten. But, you know, our swimming pool is not going to be opened up. It should be, because there's no possibility of the virus being in there. It's always very warm inside there because of the warmth of the water. But they're going to open up our exercise room for one person only at a time. But I have never seen more than two people in there at a time. And usually those two are me and my wife. We'll go in there together, or I'll go in there alone. If somebody's in there, nobody ever goes in there anyhow. The swimming pool, the most I've ever seen in that swimming pool is two people at one time. So why can't they open these things up? They don't want to, because it is something that they want to keep locked down. And Flycatch says, notice that our news media uses the words reported cases. They never mention the COVID-19 deaths. Yeah, they never do. Because most of the COVID-19 deaths have a pre-existing condition that has caused the death because of COVID. You know, they have COVID, but there's other conditions in there that actually made the whole thing more complicated. Now, if you don't have any pre-existing conditions, or if you're just healthy as a horse, you have pretty much nothing to worry about. I mean, I even saw an article this week about a woman who was 102 years old who had COVID. She got over it and was out drinking a beer celebrating. This whole idea that we are locking down this whole country for something that is not as dangerous as they were all putting out to that it was. And we're even finding this out, but we're still staying locked down. We're still wearing masks when we shouldn't be. We're still doing all of the things that the government is telling us to do, even though the government is nothing more than our employees. And because they've gotten away with this, there's going to be a whole new dynamic in this country after this is over with. Employees are going to be suddenly demanding bosses to do certain things that they have that they really shouldn't have to. But it's because the government got away with this kind of thing. Why shouldn't everyone else? Nancy Pelosi, with her little trip to that closed salon, she got caught, but instead of being a good human being about it and accepting responsibility, she says, oh, I accept the responsibility. I accept the responsibility that I was duped, that I was taken for this, and that it shouldn't have happened in the first place because they told me lies and all this. No, she was telling us that she didn't know the laws. For one thing, for crying out loud, she's a lawmaker. She doesn't know the laws. She's a lawmaker. She may help make the laws. She was in California, her state. She knows the laws. Don't let her tell you that. She knows the laws. Yeah, and Flycatch says we all have some form of coronavirus within our bodies. The common flu is one such virus. Exactly. And that's something I've said before over and over again. The common flu is more or less a coronavirus. It's the same kind of virus. And a lot of these people that are getting tested and test positive, it's because they have the flu, not necessarily corona, but they're pretty much the same kind of thing. And herd mentality is the only way to defeat the virus by building up antibodies. Exactly. But the government is not allowing that to happen. Now, I'm thinking pretty much with what's been going on that, you know, like about a month or so ago, I got sick. I wasn't feeling good. I had a flu. I may have had it. I don't know. But the couple day later, I was fine. My wife, she was not feeling good there for a while. She never slowed down. She never stopped. She had trouble sleeping for a little while. But she never missed a day of work. She probably had it too. I don't worry about it. It is nothing more than a regular flu that's had this corona thing attached to it, which is nothing more than pretty much the normal flu. And the normal flu kills people too if they have pre-existing conditions or things like that. And Fly says, my wife and I never caught it. There's a lot of people who haven't. I've never been tested for it, but I know I don't have it. I'm healthy. My wife had to go to a doctor the other day. They tested her for coronavirus. They used that swab in the nose thing. Well, that's that thing that I was talking about at the very first of the show where about 90% of the positives out of that test really should have been negative. So no matter what comes out of that test, I won't believe it, because it's probably one of those things that they're talking about. 30 magnifications of this is enough, but they're doing 35 to 40, and 35 to 40 will catch even one dead one, and all of a sudden you're positive. But I'm glad Fly was here. I saw several people come into the phone bank there, and they had that all one number. So I was thinking that it was probably the person that's usually always there, so I didn't answer it. But we're at the top of the hour, and we're glad that everyone was here today. On Sunday, American by Design with Bing Fisher will be here. Keep looking for Saturdays, because Black by Color Only should be coming back anytime now. So we're hoping that happens. And Fly says, follow the money and those who have a vested interest. There you go. That's exactly it. Big Pharma. That's it. Big money, Big Pharma, anything they can do to get money. And that's where this vaccine is coming in too. So we will talk to you again on Tuesday, and God bless America. God bless our troops. And like I've always said, like a friend of mine has always said, we will not be ruled. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
God bless you all.